Okay, Ron, thank you very much. This is NEUI. Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. Very warm day today. Very warm evening. I was outside just a little while ago, and it's still muggy out there, really. But it's summertime, and that's the way it is. But it's the middle of July, and the summer is, as far as I'm concerned, the summer is moving very, very fast. So just want to make the best of it. Not too much on this end. Over the weekend, I was operating the International Amateur Radio Union HF World Championship Contest sideband. It started Friday evening, and I was operating on and off. I'd operate for a little while on Saturday afternoon and take a break. And I got about 41, 42 contacts, just a couple on 40 meters and a couple on 10 meters. A couple on 20, but 15 was booming all over Europe, especially Eastern Europe. Oh my gosh! I mean, one after the other, Slovenia and Herzegovina and Lithuania and Greece and Ukraine and European Russia, all the Eastern European countries, and then of course France, Great Britain, Germany, the Western Europe. But got a few in Caribbean, but it was a lot of fun. Like I said, I just operated off and on for a few hours. I still got 41 contacts and on sideband, so it was a lot of fun. The band, 15 meters would come and go, but it was most of the time, about 80% of the time, I was getting 5.9s all over the place. 20% of the time, I was getting maybe 5.6, 5.7 RS contacts. But it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. But that's about it for me on this end. Not much else going on. It's only Monday. We got a few things. My wife and I got going on this week. We'll conquer that when we get to it. This will be my one and done, Ron. So I'm just going to say 73 to everyone and hope everyone has a good week. This is NEUI. Good night.
All right, Tom, thanks for all the information and that, and just got some contacts in on the weekend. I just now looked at my ARRL calendar sitting here, and I said, there was a contest, but fortunately, again, all these honeydew projects. So next weekend, Saturday, weather as of right now looks good. I'm supposed to have a ride with one of my motorcycle groups, the first one of this year for our lunch runs. So we'll see where they're going to take us. Right now the vote is to go to Lucky Steakhouse down in Davison. So I got a friend that moved back into the area. He's out in Essexville right now. So hopefully I can get him to come along with me. We'll meet out there on M15 someplace and head down to Davison for the lunch run. So that's planned for Saturday. And then it's back on the floors again. Next part of the project is to take care of some of the nail holes and things like that, get the cracks filled and all of that, and once that's done, rent the finish sander and get the floor in the finish mode at least, and then we'll be ready to get the sealer and the top coat done here. So, long time coming. It's just a little here and a little there. That's all I can do. All right, NAKPR, you're up next, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Bob.
Good evening, Ron, everyone else on the net. Yeah, I was listening to Tom with the stations he contacted and whatnot, but it seems like every time I get on HF bands, it's dead. I was down here on and off during the day. You know, I get too hot outside. I'd come down here to the shack and see what's on POTA. I think I made one contact today. That was it. Really couldn't hear anything. And that's the first contact I made, and I made one contact back on 7-Eleven. One contact there, and then I had, before that was 621, I made a contact. So yeah, the HF bands have not been very, very good lately, at least not for POTA. And Canton, I was going up north, for what was it, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and come home Sunday. I got tired of being hot up there. The electrical isn't the greatest up there, so they advise people only use the air conditioning if you have to and if you're in your trailer. So I says, well, let's just get out of here. Let's go home. And what else? The garden, well, it's coming. Trouble is, getting so much rain, I can't rototill it because it's just too muddy. We'll get some more rain tonight, too, I guess. So, and I had to, thunderstorms are rolling through here about 5 a.m., and I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot to unplug my antennas, or unplug the radios from the antenna. So I ran down here and did that, and I got to remember to do that again tonight before I go to bed. So that's it for this round, right? Back to net. This is NEKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, the thunderstorm this morning woke me up too. Heard the thunder rolling, and then I'm thinking, oh great, they must have put in the windows, and now it's raining out and lightning and thunder. Of course, everything was light in the room because we had all the window treatments down, so nothing blocking the light. So lightning was nice and bright in the room as well. So. Oh, well, we'll contend with that. Also, just FYI, overnight, there still is a slight risk for severe thunderstorms along and south of the I-69, primarily. Marginal risk for the areas to the north. So slight for 69 south and marginal into our areas, primarily 60-mile-an-hour winds. Heavy rain, flooding are also possible. So overnight here up until about 8 a.m. is our hazardous weather outlook. So just be aware of that. Disconnect your antennas as far as that. Take them offline, and that's a good practice at least. So little FYI for tonight. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor, Oscar, Alpha, Rick, Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, gotcha. Rick, any other check-ins for the net?
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.